Rode angle first, or just what your thoughts of any of these guys out here?
You know, look, it's just fun. It's first of all, this week's been fun because you actually look out here and see players on the field, and I've watched about as much tape as you can watch in a week. So it's fun to actually come out and see the thing live and in person. And look, I we're fortunate. There's some legitimate prospects here today, and we just appreciate the sacrifice that a lot of these guys made. We had guys come from Yale, and we had guys come from Stanford and Cal and San Jose State. So I just think it's a really neat deal for us. We've said from the beginning we're going to leave no stone unturned in terms of looking for prospects. And I think as effective as film is, there's nothing like live and in person. And so, we got a glimpse. It's hard to see everything, but you can see movements and all of those things. And it was fun to see our coaches coaching. So a lot of things that were valuable today.
John, how do you scout a long snapper? You've got a Cal kid here who was invited to the combine.
Yeah. Well, look, I stay in my lane. I talk to Richard Hightower and say, can he long snap? I know it's really important, but I'd be lying to you if I said I was an expert on long snapping. So, that's when I'll talk to Richard and Stan Kwan and those guys and say, hey, what did you see? And the same thing goes for kicking and punting.
There are some of the local guys who are, first, second round picks aren't here.
Yeah.
Have you had workouts with them, personal workouts?
A couple of them. Davis Webb was here yesterday. We had a nice workout with him. He brought Chad Hansen with him. I'm trying to think a couple of the other. Chidobe will be in here next week. Kevin King will be in here next week. So we're not missing anyone. We're gonna find them, and in some cases the film's enough. In other cases, I think any exposure that you can get, and by virtue of the league rules, something like this where they're either go to school here or from here, we'll take advantage of that.
Will you have Chris McCaffrey and Solomon Thomas in too?
I think we know those guys pretty well, and at some point that may happen, but nothing is scheduled right now for either.
Yeah. So you've seen all five of the consensus top quarterbacks in person with your own eyes.
Yeah.
What's your feeling about the five guys that you've seen?
I've been, very upfront from the beginning. And, other people have been watching them for 3-4 years. Some of these guys I've been watching as a fan, and then watched them from a different perspective and took in a lot of different opinions, and Kyle and I attacked it, and Rich, our quarterback coach, so we've looked at it from every angle. And from the beginning I thought that maybe the perception that this isn't a real strong quarterback class, I think that's in the eyes of the beholder, and we have our own feelings, and I think there's a lot that we like, and we've put in the work. I do think that's a position we're seeing it live and in person is helpful for me, and I think Kyle feels the same way. So,
this time there's obviously a lot of information and misinformation. So we hear a report that maybe the Browns are considering Trubisky. Does that kind of make sense to you? That why wouldn't they?
Sure. We've worked Mitch out, and there's a lot to like about him. And I also know that it's that time of year, and what is it? What are we, 15, 16 days? A lot can happen in those days. And so I know it's fluid for us, the process, and I'm sure it's fluid for them and everyone else. So we're still putting in the work. We're, in that room each and every day. We've got guys coming in. And it's really a fun, stimulating time because there's a lot of balls in the air, a lot of different players we're looking at, and I'm enjoying it. We all are.
Speaking of that misinformation, just the first time around, how do you kind of sift through what's real and what's not, or do you even pay attention to that stuff?
I don't pay attention. I think you take a, you pay attention to see how the rest of the world views them, but we're going to make our own opinions on how we view them for our team. And I think that's something that Kyle and I have been very clear with everybody in our building. We really don't want to look at what everyone else views them until at some point, and that probably next week when you start going through scenarios, then you have to take a look at how the rest of the world views them. But at first, we want you to go study players and give us your opinion and how they fit for us, for the 49ers. And I think it's been a real good process.
John, if someone calls for the number 2 pick, do you have an asking price, contingency plans laid out?
Yeah. You know, we have, there's the traditional trade chart. We've got one of our own. And so, I think we know how we value that. As I've said, we're open for business. We'll listen to anything. I've always said you don't like being in 2 and 14, but you like having the second pick because I think it puts you in the driver's seat, a lot of options at your disposal, and we'll explore every single one of them.
Have any teams called you and just said, hey, keep us in mind? Or
I think some of that's gone on, but I think not going to get into specifics on that, but there's interest.
Yeah. Those many scenarios you talk about, is there any scenario you see yourself moving up?
We'll see.
Yeah,
like I said, we're going to look at every possible scenario, and we've done that.
Did you meet with Myles Garrett? Has he already come through?
I went to his pro day, and we spent time with him. We saw him at the combine in our 60 interview. We went and watched his workout. We spent some more time with him. So
I think he said at Texas A&M that he was going to pay an official visit to you guys. Is that not the case? I know those things change.
Yeah. I think we've spent our time with him, and we're good. Yeah.
Joe Mixon qualified for this local pro day because he's from the area. Did you guys try to get him in here? Is he on your list? Have you crossed him off the list at this point?
Yeah, I honestly don't know the answer to the first question. In terms of was he asked to be here, but I think in terms of our board, we've made an effort to be as transparent as process. But just one thing I believe is that we're not going to share some specifics of our board, who's on it, who's off it, and so I think that applies to the young men as well.
Basis, but do you have a thing like if you put your hand on one and physically you're out of here?
I think where we've been consistent, we have said that that character is important to us, football character. And I think that's for a lot of reasons. First of all, just the right thing, how you want to carry yourself as an individual and as an organization. Kyle and I also believe in some of our conversations that led to us coming together is that that's how you put together a great football team too. And football character means a lot of different things. I think articulated very well, and I feel the same way because we kind of forged these philosophies together. As those situations arise, and hopefully there won't be a lot of them, we're going to treat each one of them as a unique and different situation. And that's what we did the other day. I can tell you guys that I understood when I stepped into this job that there would be tough decisions. And I also understood that part of my job is to make tough and hard decisions. And I can tell you that the gravity of that situation, you're affecting an organization, you're protecting your organization, but you're also you're dealing with a family. And so, that was not easy. We saw, I think there's been some conjecture is that, that we didn't think highly of him. That couldn't be further from the truth. He was a starting player for us, so that was not easy. I can also tell you that it wasn't meant to send a message. I think you let those things happen organically, and we did what we felt the right situation in that situation was. It was not easy, but it felt like it was something that we needed to do.
Was it a guy that you were thinking about giving an extension to, or?
We had not gotten to that, but it was a guy we were happy to have on our team.
Does this team need a cornerback?
I think every team needs cornerbacks. I mean, you just look at 75% of our snaps in this league are played in what we call sub situations, where you're playing three receivers. And I think the response to that for teams is you better be strong and healthy at those positions. And so, we're looking. And the draft's a great way to to acquire some of those guys, and there's other avenues as well. And so it's something that, yes, we need to get better at that position. We like some of what we have, but we're always looking.
John, is it unlikely at this point that you're not going to be able to trade for a quarterback, say, I guess you can't really say the names of Washington or New England. They have guys that have been mentioned, but yeah. From all the reports out of those places that they're not willing to deal them. Is that your understanding?
I can tell you, Cam, that we're really happy with what we have right now. But yet, I've been very upfront with you guys, with everyone, that Kyle and I, when you start talking about priorities, this is a quarterback-driven league. I knew that when I played. I learned it even more as a broadcaster, because I don't think I could ever admit it as a player, because I didn't want to give those guys that much credit or respect. And respect, yes, but not credit, because I had to play against them. But as I stepped in that broadcast booth, you talk about commonalities between the teams who have had sustained success. They've got that guy. And minus a few anomalies, some of the teams I played on in Tampa that were defensive driven, but that's a common thread. And so as long as Kyle and I are here, we're going to be searching for one of those guys. But we're really excited to see what Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley can do. And I think they sense the opportunity at hands and, at their disposal. And I think they're both working really hard to try to take full advantage of that. And that excites us.
Did you invite Steve Young?
Guys?
You played for Tampa. You had defensive linemen like Chidi Ohana too. Brad Culpepper, Simeon Rice, those types of players.
Going way back, man.
Really rush the passer. What have you seen about Derek Barnett, and what do you like about his game?
Yeah, Derek's a very good football player, productive in a tough conference at the highest competition. So he's a guy that we think highly of. I think the rest of the league does as well. Yeah.
You mentioned Jimmy Ward potentially playing safe there. Are you going to be able to make that determination before the draft, or is that something that's not even on your radar when you're going?
I think and maybe I misspoke. I think we're going to give him an opportunity to see where we feel like he's a best fit. And safety is going to be an area we're going to look at him at. A lot of people, I think the automatic assumption is with what happened here in the last week that maybe we change and redirect. No, I think we're going to do what we think is best for our team. And Jimmy, I think, provides a unique versatility, and we're going to try to take advantage of that.
Did you invite Steve Young, or did he just show up on his own?
Well, it was a local pro day, and we felt like there was a lefty at BYU who might be able to help us. And so, no, Steve has a player that was here today that he has previous, he's buddies with. And I got a text today in the middle of draft meetings that said, "Hey, John, this is Steve Young. Do you think it would be possible if I might be able to come out to the pro day?" I said, "Steve, this is your world, whatever you want, and I've told you that. You're always welcome, and it's a treat to see him, as always. He's a good friend, and I think he's a big part of the fabric of this organization, and anytime we have him out here, I think we're better for it. I always feel like I get smarter when I talk to Steve. He's a bright guy, and he's got a unique perspective on things.
If Ward isn't your single high safety, I mean, who else are you looking at that spot?
I think there's a lot of guys in this draft, and one of the really cool things for me is in the system that we've chosen to play, it's kind of a good roadmap for what you're looking for. And not that it's a cookie cutter. Everybody would love to find Earl Thomas. There are not many of those guys out there. And it doesn't mean that we're looking for a 5'9", 195-pound guy that Earl is, but we're looking for some of those traits. He's kind of it's a credit to Earl. He's put it out there that this is the profile that you're looking for when you're playing this scheme. We're going to make this scheme our own scheme, and we're going to have some wrinkles that they don't have, but that position's pretty defined as to what the standard is, and I think he's done a fine job of we're looking for that next guy.
Do you have anything there now, though, if you were to line up today, who would be the front runner at that spot?
Well, I think Jimmy's going to get his chance, and that's something we're excited about seeing. I think that's I think even for great players, people have always said, like, that's an easy transition. If he could play corner, he certainly could play safety. It doesn't always work like that, because you see a position a different way. And so, like I said, we're going to vet that. We're going to look at it, but we don't know. And I don't think Jimmy knows. So we'll see.
John, there's last one, guys. You guys were ready to move on from Carlos Hyde. Yeah. Where does he stand? Does he have to prove anything to you guys during this offseason program?
Well, I know that when I was a player and I went through a couple coaching changes, I think as a player, one of the great things about this league, and frankly, what what drove me to get back into it is that you're always proving yourself. And I think in particular when there's a new regime. And I hope Carlos feels that way. But I can also tell you that we're really high on him and what he might be able to do in this offense. We think he can be a highly productive player. But we're eager to see. You have these thoughts as to who, do these skills translate to what we do? And, he's a very talented young man, and we hope and are very excited and hopeful just in the interactions we've had that he's come ready to play.